busy summer, a lot of good tournaments. It's been another great summer with this group, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. We have we have 8 girls returning from last year, and then we had added 4 new ones. We jumped up to 16U this year from 14 under last year, and then we pulled a couple from the 12U team that aged out of 12U, so they skipped 14U and joined us this year. So just jumping from 14U to 16U alone is a tough jump, because you're playing a lot of competition that's 16-18 combined. So you could be playing girls that are, you know, first year of college. So it's been a tough jump, but the girls are adapting well, and, you know, it's only going to make them better playing that competition.
Take it, you've played in some big tournaments, and what's been your best tournament so far?
I would say we started off with York and seeing some good competition down there. We went 2-3 and ended up 2nd in our bracket. Kearney was another tough one for us, but we had some close games. We played a good Columbus Havoc team that we lost to 2-5, and then Kearney Domilico, they're a pretty strong team that plays a lot of 16-18. We lost to them 3-8, and then the Flames of Nebraska, we beat 7-3. Broken Bow is probably our best tournament. We got 3rd in the gold bracket, and we went 3-1 down there. We lost to the Columbus Havoc team that we had seen in Kearney, and they're a pretty strong team. So, but our girls battled down there. It was hot and windy down there, but they played really well and came out 3rd down there. We were just in Hayes, and same thing. We had played 4 games on Saturday. We went down to the first 2, and then we came back later that day and beat Hayes Hustle and the Venom, and then we lost our 2 tournament games the next day. But like I said, we're seeing a lot of tough competition, so as long as we're seeing the improvements game by game, that's really what we're looking for.
And I'm sure you've seen progress out of these girls from 1 year to the next. No question, these girls have gotten better in a year's time, haven't they?
Oh, for sure. I just started with them last year, too, and just seeing the progress within the year has been really fun to see. And like you said, game by game, even we're seeing improvements from them and seeing them growing and, you know, becoming a team, because a lot of them have played together, but we're adding girls in there that they haven't played together. So just meshing good as a team is what we're liking to see here.
Season's winding down, isn't it?
It is. We have the McCook tournament this weekend, which we host with the 12 and under girls, and so that's a good time to come out and watch some softball. We have a lot of McCook girls that will be playing in this tournament. I think we have 20 some teams, but we have 5 teams out of McCook, and then we have a North Platte team that we have 3 of our last year seniors playing with. So it's a good time to come out and just watch some McCook girls play softball.
How about your bracket? Your I'm sure your bracket looks relatively tough too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. We will see Western Nebraska Chaos, who we've seen down in Broken Bow, and we beat them by 2. And then we see the McCook Storm, who always gives up a good fight. And then we'll see Brush Colorado, who they were a pretty solid team last year, so I expect them to be pretty decent this year. And then we'll finish off with Alliance at 8 o'clock. So, and I haven't seen much of them, so I'm sure they'll be a good competition also.
And that pretty much, this is the final tournament for you?
No, so then we will have our state the following weekend down in Hastings.
Is it Class C? I know a lot of teams going C. Is that the same with you guys too?
We're doing Class D this year, so yeah.
And you're expecting, no question, that's going to be a tougher than nails tournament, isn't it?
Oh, it will be tough, yeah. Like I said, it'll be 16 and 18 combined. So, yeah, we'll see some. The classes don't really matter anymore. They don't kind of do what they used to do, where they used to make teams, you know, bump up if they did good the previous year. So it'll be tough competition for sure.
And then before too long, I know you're probably excited to being a lifelong softball lover that you'll be ready for the high school season then.
Oh yeah, it's usually just jumping straight from one to the next. So we'll probably have a couple weeks off, and then we'll be going full blow with high school ball.
A lot of these girls that you have are, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of freshman, sophomore age, aren't they?
Yeah, so we'll have some incoming freshmen, sophomores, and then I have one junior. So
those girls, you're hoping those girls can get right in there when fall practice gets here and compete.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it is with high school ball. Every position is open, and who wants to battle for it the most? So, yeah, it'll be fun to see them battle for those positions that they want.